This is Tom Levis with Character Traits for Successful Living, Foundation's Fall Leaves Charities Empty-Handed. The Foundation for New Era Philanthropy, led by its president, John G. Bennett, promised charities, museums, and universities that entrusted millions of dollars to them to double their money in 6 months. Instead, they ended up filing for bankruptcy protection. The foundation promised charities and wealthy philanthropists it would search for anonymous donors to match their investments. The rich donors' identities were supposedly known only to New Era's president, John G. Bennett. Lawyers for the foundation said Bennett has admitted that the anonymous donors never existed. The foundation lists $550 million in liabilities and $80 million in assets. This leaves as many as 300 unsecured creditors in danger of losing millions of dollars. Among these creditors are the Academy of Natural Sciences of Philadelphia, $2.7 million at stake, University of Pennsylvania, the Pennsylvania Academy of Fine Arts, and the Franklin Institute, a science museum in Philadelphia. In spite of all the laws and agencies of government established to enforce them, people continue to be subject to predators motivated by greed, dishonesty, deceitfulness, lying, and cheating. Without the law, there are no lawbreakers. Laws do not influence people to be law-abiding. On the contrary, it appears that the more laws we legislate, the more lawbreakers we have. Perhaps we should return to character education to the curriculums. It is not the panacea of the dilemma, but it will make people aware of the difference between right and wrong. I believe it will have a beneficial effect on our society. If you agree, call me at 717-741-2387 or write Tom Levis, 28 Marin Road, York, PA 17402.